Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Masjid Darus Salam, Toronto, Canada. Thursday after Asr Salah, 15th of Ramadan, 26th of August 2010. Do not be the cause of discomfort to the others. Try to get the special mercy in Ramadan. Dua itself is ibadat. Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam, when she was born and when she was with her uncle Zakaria. The bayan is presented by Hazrat Maulana Rafiq Shufi Sahib Damad Barakatuhu.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wal'aqibatu lil-muttaqeen. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره وعن عبادة بن الصامت رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال وحضرنا رمضان أتاكم رمضان شهر بركة يغشاكم الله فيه فينزل الرحمة ويحط الخطايا ويستجيب فيه الدعاء ينظر الله تعالى إلى تنافسكم فيه ويباهي بكم ملائكته فأروا الله من أنفسكم خيرا فَإِنَّ الشَّقِيَّ مَنْ حُرِمَ فِيهِ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّ الشَّقِيَّ مَنْ حُرِمَ فِيهِ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ رَوَاهُ الطَّبْرَانِي صَدَقَ اللَّهُ وَصَدَقَ رَسُولُهُ النَّبِيُّ الْأُمِّيُّ الْكَرِيمُ ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم ربنا زدنا علما يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم اجعلنا ممن يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Respected Honorable Ulama Ikram, Mashaykh Azam, Honorable Qurra, Respected Hufad, Leaders, Elders of our community, Colleagues, Friends, Young Children in Islam, Honorable Mothers and Sisters, I would like to greet you with the greetings of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me and you with this holy month Ramadan. Allah Rabbi Kareem ne mujhe aur aapko ye babarkat mahina Ramadan ka ata kiya. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was seated with his Sahaba ikram Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, and the month of Ramadan came. Ubad ibn Samit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said one day, but Ramadan was already upon us. Ramadan has come unto you, a month of blessings, subhanAllah. Yeah? Shahrum barakah, month of barakat. Barakat of such nature that my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in a hadith recorded by Ibn Khuzaymah radiallahu ta'ala an. Ibn Khuzaymah rahimahumullah. Man taqarraba fihi بخصلة من الخير كان كمن أدى فريضة فيما سواه ومن أدى فريضة فيه كان كمن أدى 70 فريضة فيما سواه. Whosoever will do an iota of good, whosoever will do خصلة خير in any way or form, خصلة خير of trying to be considerate towards others, subhanAllah, eh? This is one aspect which we are losing in the Muslim Ummah. We are very selfish, unfortunately. We only think for ourselves. Our responsibles, our imams, our community leaders have to keep on reminding us, please, please park your cars appropriately. Yes or no, yeah? We have to be reminded. No, why? We should be told once, sam'an wa ta'a. This was the quality of the Sahaba ikram, Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in. When they heard something, they would immediately bring that into practice, subhanAllah. They wouldn't wait for another opportunity to be told. Sam'an wa ta'a. This was their quality, the Sahaba ikram. But we are weak. The Ummah is going through times when there is fitna and turbulence around us today. And the effect of the fitna around us is having an effect on our hearts in our daily lives. Allahu Akbar. The mahol and the environment that we live in is having an effect on our daily lives. When we come into the mahol of the masjid, when we come into the environment of the masjid, it should have an effect on our hearts. What we learn good from the environment of the masjid, from the environment of the good majalis that take place, we should bring that into our daily lives, subhanAllah. We should be considerate towards others. We have to make announcements. Please park your cars appropriately. Please don't make sure you do not obstruct anybody. You don't become a means of denying access for emergency services and etc. and etc. But no, Abdullah wants to come in the masjid lastminute.com and he wants to park his car in a place when he can get out firstminute.com. And then he doesn't want to consider what's going to happen in between there. Maybe his wuzu breaks. He's stuck up. He's praying namaz. People are praying namaz behind him. He can't get through. Let me at this moment in time also mention a masala which is of importance for me and you. Many a times we see brothers, they want to sit in the first saf maybe, or they want to come at the front, and then they pray the namaz. After namaz, they go in front of the musalliyan. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Let me mention at this time that to go in front of murur bayna yadi al-musalli is a grave sin. My Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You think it's a sin saying sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Whosoever hears the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is incumbent upon that person to say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-bakhil alladhi man dhukirta inda falam yusalli alayya. The miserly is the one in front of whom my name is mentioned and he does not say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Pyar muhabbat se maine aapke samne Quran Pak ki ayat bhi tilawat ki. In the khutbah I recited the Quranic verse, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ, that the angels and Allah, they send salutations on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. All you people who believe, send salatu salam on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Unfortunately, many of us stayed quiet. And we did not respond to the Quranic verse. We felt shy maybe that, oh, somebody sitting next to me, they'll call me, oh, what is this guy praying loud for? No. This is showing our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we watch a match of baseball, when we watch a match of football, when we watch a match of cricket, when we see something and we are supporting the team, we shout out loud, we shout and we scream and say, come on, come on, come on. We think that we're going to go into the screen. Sometimes we think we're going to go into the screen and we're going to kick the football ourselves. La hawla. That's how much passion we have. That's how much consideration and how much concentration we give to a football game, to a cricket game, to a sports game, to a sports activity. Yet when it comes to the time of mentioning Allah's name in the house of Allah, we feel shy. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Let us pray durood ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with love and affection for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and with the intention that Allah gives deep love in our hearts for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin kama sallaita ala Ibrahim. Masjid ki ceiling goonj jani chahiye. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was once seated with his sahaba, like me and you are sitting here today, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed his sahaba. This riwayah has been reported by Ya'la ibn Shaddad, the son of Shaddad ibn Aus radiyallahu ta'ala an, was the sahabi of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His son Ya'la ibn Shaddad is mentioning this riwayah. And Ya'la ibn Shaddad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qal haddasani abi Shaddad ibn Aus radiyallahu ta'ala an. Ya'la ibn Shaddad says, my father Shaddad ibn Aus told me this incident. Wa'ubad ibn Samit hadir yusaddiq. And that time when Ubadah ibn Samit was also present in that majlis, he was sitting with the sahaba, he was seated with my father, and he is verifying to this very incident that took place in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, we were kunna inda nabiyya sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we were by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked at his sahaba and he posed the question. He says, hal fikum ghareeb, is there a stranger amongst you? Koi ajnabi aapke andar maujood hai? Meaning that, is there anybody who is person who is not believing in my risala, not believing in the kalima la ilaha illallah? Is there anybody there? Qulna la ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The sahaba ikram unanimously and collectively replied, no ya Rasulullah, every person that is seated here is believing in your risala. Every person that is seated here is believing in the kalima itawheed la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Qulna la ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after hearing this, he gave an order to the sahaba. He says, irfa'u aydiyakum wa qulu la ilaha illallah. He says, O Sahaba Ikram, raise your hands and say, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. Sahaba say, Farafa'na aydiyana sa'atan. We raised our hands for a little while and we did a dhikr of La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. Let's fulfill the sunnah. La ilaha illallah, 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 La ilaha illallah. Farafa'na aydiyana sa'atan. Hazrat Ya'la ibn Shaddad says, my father said this riwayah, and the Sahaba are saying that we raised our hands for a little while and we did a dhikr of La ilaha illallah. As soon as they finished the dhikr, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Thumma qal, Alhamdulillah. Subhanallah. What does he say? Alhamdulillah. He thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why does he thank Allah? He thanks Allah because of the way the Sahaba treated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They never questioned him. They never asked him, why should we raise our hands? And why should we say La ilaha illallah? Immediately, they brought into practice what they heard. Sam'an wa ta'a. So the Sahaba ikram was such personalities. They were such people that they would bring into their lives the sayings of Rasulullah. Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, immediately he says, Alhamdulillah, I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this ni'mat. Allahumma, O Allah, innaka ba'athtani bihadihi al-kalima wa wa'adtani 'alayha al-jannah wa anta la tukhliful mi'ad. O Allah, O my Lord, you have sent me with this kalima, La ilaha illallah. You have sent me as a nabi, you have sent me as a prophet, you have sent me to propagate this kalima, to call people towards La ilaha illallah, to tell people, Qulu La ilaha illallah, Tuflihu, say La ilaha illallah, and you will be successful. Oh Allah, you have sent me with this kalima, and you have promised me, whosoever will accept this kalima, whosoever will believe in this kalima, you will grant them not but Jannah. Man qala La ilaha illallah, dakhal al Jannah, aw kama qala alayhi salatu wa taslim, whosoever will say La ilaha illallah with yaqeen, obviously he will enter into paradise. This is the saying of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat here, he further says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allahumma innaka ba'athtani bihadhihi al-kalima wa wa'adtani 'alayha al-jannah wa anta la tukhliful mi'ad. Or oh Allah, you do not break your promise, whatever promise you make. Wa man asdaqu min Allahi qila wa man asdaqu min Allahi haditha. Oh Allah, what you say is the ultimate truth. Oh Allah, you will not utter a word of false. Oh Allah, you will never break your promise. Wa anta la tukhliful mi'ad. Oh Allah, you will never break your promise. Meaning, whosoever will say the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Allah will definitely grant him Jannah, inshallah. Yeah. Say inshallah. Yes, definitely Allah will grant him Jannah. Hazrat Rasulullah ﷺ is mentioning in this hadith, after he says this to his Sahaba, he turns to the Sahaba again and he says, ثُمَّ قَال أَبْشِرُوا أَبْشِرُوا. O Sahaba, glad tidings. O Sahaba, glad tidings. خُشْ خَبْرِ حَاسِلْ كَرْلُوا قَدْ غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. تمہارے اس عمل پر کہ تم نے میرے کہنے پر, آپ نے میرے کہنے پر, میرے حکم پر تم سب نے کہہ دیا لا الہ الا اللہ, اللہ نے تمہارے لیے جنت کا فیصلہ کر لیا. سبحان اللہ, اللہ نے تمہارے گناہوں کو معاف کر دیا. سبحان اللہ, اللہ has forgiven all your sins. And this riwaya has been mentioned by Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal in his Musnad. Rawahu Ahmad bi isnadin hasan. It is with a sound chain of narrators. It is not any weak hadith. No bid'ah has been created here. Alhamdulillah, we have full yaqeen in our ulama, in our mashayikh. Our Shaykh Zakariya rahimahumullah has also mentioned this hadith in Fada'il A'amal. We should look it up and we have to try and understand these ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So I was saying that we should not feel shy in saying the name of Allah in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this name of Allah is the name which will change our lives. He is the only being that me and you can call upon. So I was saying that whatever man taqarraba fihi bi khaslatin min al-khayr, whosoever will do some little good, it will be as though he has done a fard. Allahu Akbar.
2 rakat of nafal namaz, if we pray, Allah will give us the reward of 2 rakat farz namaz. If we read 2 rakat of farz namaz, minimum, Allah will grant me and you is the reward of 70 fara'id. Allahu Akbar. 70 fara'id minimum, subhanallah. Say la ilaha illallah. 70 fara'id. Minimum reward. And then Allah can increase upon our taqwa, upon our khushu', our devotion, concentration. Yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase the reward, inshaAllah. And whomsoever Allah ta'ala increases, who is there to ask? Who can question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So therefore, this is a month in which we have to be doing nothing but goods. This is why an angel proclaims, Ya baghi al-khayri aqbil. Subhanallah. Ya baghi al-khayri aqbil. Oh, the one who desires to do good, go forward. Oh, khair ka talabgar, aage bar, piche mat hatna. Aage bar tare bas, piche mat hatna. Don't go backwards, go forward. Ya baghi al-sharri aqsir. But oh, the one who is intending to do evil, who is intending to harm somebody, who's intending to give somebody inconvenience, trying to look at his own convenience and putting other people into inconveniences, don't do that. Ya baghi al-sharri aqsir. Stop yourself. Usse ruk ja, baz aja. Barai ka charhne wala. Don't do that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me and you to do good in this holy month of Ramadan. Man taqarraba fihi bi khastatin min al-khayr. Rasulullah s.a.w. says, whosoever will do one good, Allah will reward him as one fard. Who will do one fard, Allah will reward him with 70 fara'id. Look at the barakat, subhanallah. Shahrum baraka. Definitely, this is a month of blessing. We see the blessings on our dastarkhan every day, Allahu Akbar. Every day, at the time of iftar, me and you observe the barakats. The risk which Allah gives me at the time of iftar, subhanallah. Allah gives us in abundance to such an extent that Allah is testing me and you. Allah is testing me and you. And I am giving you, and I'm going to give you in abundance. Yet, how much are you going to be a thankful servant to me, subhanallah? How much are you going to thank me for the favors which I have given to you? Allahu Akbar. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. How many favors of Allah are we going to deny? This great favor at the time of iftar. All day we've stayed hungry and thirsty. We've been looking forward to the time of iftar. We've asked our partners. We've asked our family. What are you going to cook today? What's going to be on the dastarkhan today? We know. We're anticipating. Oh, what's your favorite meal? Oh, we're going to cook this today. You anticipate your favorite meal today. So, oh, today is my day off. I've not been to work today. And I've also fasted. I'd like something which I desire today. You've waited for that opportunity. The time of iftar comes. Allah grant you that ni'mah, you consume that ni'mah. But afterwards, what do we see? Allah gives us so much in abundance. Allah gives us so much in abundance that so much food is left over. Allahu Akbar. Yes or no? At this moment, we are experiencing, many of us will be experiencing, that we want to eat but we can't eat, subhanallah. We want to eat more but we forgetful though. We eat a little and we're full up. We can't eat anymore. There's so much left on our dastarkhan. There's so much left on our table cloth that we can't consume it. How do we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How do we thank? Do we say, okay, that's good enough? Do we say, we're going to put into the bin? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Do we put into the garbage bin? Do we say, oh, that's enough for today. Tomorrow we're going to cook something new. So much of our food goes to waste. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. We should cook only a bit. Prepare only a bit. So that is sufficient. If it's left over, then use that maybe if you have to, after Tarabiyah or the time of Suhoor. Use it the next day. Not putting into the dustbins. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Or the least we can do, is maybe go out in Thorncliff. After Tarabiyah maybe, when you have a little bit of time, go and give it to the people who are in need. Allahu Akbar, yeah? Give it to the people who are in need. Go downtown. Maybe you'll find some people who will be hungry and thirsty, who will be looking for a hot meal, who will be looking for something to eat. Allah has given me and you in abundance. And is this the way we're going to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That we're going to throw the food into the dustbin? And it's going to go into the recycling bins? No, my brothers and sisters in Islam. Let's be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's given us this ni'mah at the time of iftar, subhanallah. We see Allah gives us in abundance. Let's thank Allah for that favor. And let's make sure that we do shukriya and we be grateful for this ni'mah which He has bestowed upon me and you. Alhamdulillah. Coming back to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said one day, Ramadan came. He said, Ramadan has come. Month of blessing. Month of barakats. Month where Allah ta'ala increases, like I mentioned yesterday, He increases the urge of doing good, subhanAllah. This is also barakah. This is also barakah from in Allah. This is also a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On other days, we have to try and get time out to read the Holy Quran. But Allah gives us a special inclination towards reciting the Holy Quran, subhanAllah, in this holy month of Ramadan. This is barakat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gives us barakat in our time. We do many things which on a normal day we might not be able to do. Alhamdulillah, this is shahrum barakah in all aspects. يَغْشَاكُمُ اللَّهُ فِيهِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns to you with His special mercies. فَيُنَزِّلُ الرَّحْمَةِ And Allah descends upon you His special mercies. Allah descends upon you His special mercies. Allah ta'ala tumhari taraf خصوصی توجہ فرماتا ہے اور پھر تم پر اپنے خصوصی رحمتیں نازل فرماتا ہے فَيُنَزِّلُ الرَّحْمَةِ وَيَحُطُّ الْخَطَايَا اللہ is looking for a reason to forgive mine and your sins, subhanAllah. Allah is looking for a reason to forgive our sins. He wants to forgive us. He wants to be ghafoor. That's why Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم taught us this dua. اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عني يا كريم. Oh Allah, you are the forgiven. Allahumma innaka afuwan. You are the one who is gracious. Allahumma innaka afuwan kareemun. You are the compassionate, raheemun, tuhibbul afwa. Allah, you like forgiving, subhanAllah. You like forgiving. Many people will go to somebody for forgiveness. Chal dafa hoja, get out of here. I don't want to know you. Why did you do that in the first place? Huh? He showed them a bit of attitude. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing no attitude. Allah is saying, I like forgiving, subhanAllah. Tuhibbul afwa. Allah loves forgiving. He wants me and you to ask from Him. Tuhibbul afwa. Fa'fu anni ya kareem. Oh Allah, forgive from me. Oh the compassionate, oh the merciful one, subhanAllah. Say la ilaha illallah, yeah? This is the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala turns to me and you with His special mercies. فَيُنَزِّلُ الرَّحْمَةِ وَيَحُطُّ الْخَطَايَا وَيَسْتَجِيبُ فِيهِ الدُّعَاءِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our dua, subhanAllah. This is the month of asking, Allahu Akbar. Month of asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's treasures. We need to ask from the depth of our hearts. Every namaz that we pray, every rakat we ask dua. We say, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm Al-Din, Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'een, Ihdina الصراط المستقيم. Oh Allah, guide us on the straight path. Allahu Akbar. Yeah? We ask Allah for guidance. Yes or no? Eh? Yes or no? Every rakat. Yes? Every rakat. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But do we mean it? The issue is, do we ask Allah just for the sake of asking? But do we ask Allah in the sense that, oh Allah, ya musarrif al-qulub, sarrif qulubana ila ta'atik. Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qulubana ala deenik. Oh Allah, the one who changes the hearts towards good, change my heart towards your obedience from your disobedience, Allahu Akbar. Oh Allah, the one who keeps hearts firm, the one who changes the hearts, keep my heart firm on your deen, on the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Guide me on the straight path. We ask Allah, we ask Him with the yaqeen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to accept my prayer. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in a hadith, Ud'u Allah wa antum muqinuna bil ijabah. Ud'u Allah wa antum muqinuna bil ijabah. You ask from Allah with the yaqeen that Allah is going to accept your prayer, subhanAllah. When we ask Allah, Do we ask with that yaqeen? What do we say? Allah meri dua to qabul nahi karta. La hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Yeah, we say, before even we pray, we say, Allah is not going to accept me. Allah loves the one who asks. Man lam yas'al Allah yaghdab alayh. Who doesn't ask from Allah, Allah be angry on that person. Inna alladhina yastakbiruna an ibadati sayadkhuluna jahannam adakhirin. Allahu akbar. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, he says, ad-du'a'u mukhul ibadah. Dua is the essence of worship. Dua, tamam ibadatuka maghz hai, subhanallah. Ad-du'a'u, in another narration he says, ad-du'a'u huwa al-ibadah. Dua is worship itself. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, ad-du'a'u huwa al-ibadah. Dua is worship itself. Thumma qal. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the Quranic verse, which I just recited as dalil. Inna alladhina yastakbiruna an ibadati sayadkhuluna jahannama dakhirin. Those people that show arrogance from my worship, meaning from asking from me. Who else are we gonna ask? Who else are we gonna ask? Allah is the one that me and you need to turn to. Allahu Akbar. Is there anybody else there who's going to accept our prayer? Is there anybody who's going to take away our troubles? Is there anybody who's going to listen to mine and your call? Is there anyone who listens to the call when a person is flying in the skies? He's in the flight. And at that time, there is nobody there to assist him. And the turbulence happens in the worst forms, and the plane is going up and down. At that time, who is there to help the one who is on that plane? None but? None but? Allah. Even an atheist. An atheist at that time will call upon a being. Help. For help. Maybe he doesn't believe in Allah. But at that time, he will call for assistance. He will call for help. Who will he be calling? None but Allah. You're in the sea and the sea becomes rough. And the sea waves are rocking the ship and the boat. At that time you fear that my ship is going to be drowned. My ship is going to basically capsize. Who do you call at that time? None but Allah. When you're driving your car and suddenly, you don't anticipate something, and you have to do an emergency brake, and you save yourself from an accident. At that time, who should you call upon? None but Allah. Inna alladhina yastakbiruna an ibadati. Those that have arrogance, have takabbur, ujb, vanity in their hearts, they are the ones who don't call Allah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عِبَادَتِي. Allah says, those who do takabbur from calling me, and without a shadow of doubt, سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَخِلِينَ, they will be entered into Jahannam in a disgraceful manner. Allah protect us. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Our dua should be with the yaqeen. Allah is going to accept my prayer. We're all sinful. We've all made mistakes. But Allah likes the one who repents to Him. Subhanallah. Huh? Allah likes the one who repents to Him. At-ta'ibu min al-dhambi kamal la dhambala. The one who repents is as though he has no sins. خَيْرُ التَّوَّابِينَ وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمْ خَطَّاءٌ. Every son of Adam, every human being is a person who makes a mistake. We all make mistakes. But who is the one who is the best? وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. We make a mistake. We've sinned. But we have somebody to turn to, subhanAllah. And who is that being? None but Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, اُدْعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَنْتُمْ مُوقِنُونَ بِالْإِجَابَةِ. Ask from Allah with the yaqeen that Allah is going to accept your prayer. وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَجِيبُ دُعَاءً من قلب غافل لاهن أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والتسليم. And he says, remember and know, Allah doesn't accept the prayer. He doesn't accept the dua of the heart which is not attentive. The heart which is careless and an inattentive heart, Allah doesn't accept the prayer. When we make dua, اِهْدِنَ الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, we ask Allah with yaqeen, Allah, you're definitely going to give me guidance, inshallah, yeah. You're definitely going to give me guidance. We ask Allah with the yaqeen, He's going to accept our prayer. Allah will definitely accept our prayer, inshallah. Allah, make our prayer like the prayer of Zakariya alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Zakariya alayhi salam. We know the story of Zakariya, subhanallah. Look at the conviction he made dua with. Zakariya alayhi salam. A great story at his time. What happens? Before that, Allah mentioned this in Ali Imran. In Surah Ali Imran. وَإِذْ قَالَتْ إِمْرَأَةِ إِمْرَانِ, the wife of Imran. Imran was a pious man. He was the imam of the holy mosque. Hazrat Imran was the father of the to-be daughter, Maryam alayhi salam. Imran was a pious man. He was the imam of the masjid. And he was young in age. He wasn't elderly as well. But it was in the destiny of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that his wife conceives. She becomes pregnant. She is going through her pregnancy. And while she is going through her pregnancy, Allah ta'ala gives death to the father of this child to be, to the husband of Imratu Imran, to the husband of Hazrat Hanna. Hazrat Hanna was the mother of Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam. Hazrat Hanna is now a widow. Her husband passes away. She still got the child in her stomach. She makes a vow. She makes a promise. She makes another. And she makes this qasam that it was customary at that time that they would give their sons for the khidmat of the masjid. For the khidmat of the masjid. So she says, إِنِّي نَظَرْتُ لَكَ مَا فِي بَطْنِي مُحَرَّرًا فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنِّي إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. She makes this vow. She makes this promise. She makes this oath that, O Allah, رَبِّ إِنِّي نَظَرْتُ لَكَ مَا فِي بَطْنِي, whatever is in my stomach, I give it. I make it free, meaning I give it for your service. The time came when she gave birth to the child. فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْهَا, but what happens? She sees. فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْهَا قَالَتْ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنْثَى. What does she see? She sees that she's given birth to a female, to a child, which is a girl. She stays away, starts worrying now. She straight away thinks, oh, what am I going to do now? Am I going to give this daughter? I've already made this oath that this child is going to go for the khidmat of Allah's masjid, for the khidmat of the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What am I going to do? But she knew Allah will never ever reject her prayer, because the dua she made, فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنِّي, and the yaqeen she had, إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ, she knew Allah is going to accept her prayer. She says immediately, words come out from her tongue. فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْهَا قَالَتْ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنْثَى. She says, oh Allah, I've given birth to a female. But she didn't know that this female, if she got a male child, that male child would not be able to reach the status of this female child. Subhanallah. لا إله إلا الله. فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْهَا قَالَتْ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنْثَى وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا وَضَعَتْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best what she's given birth to. ذَكَرْ وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى. And the male would not be equal to this female. And she named this child Maryam. إِنِّي سَمَّيْتُهَا مَرْيَمْ وَإِنِّي أُعِيذُهَا بِكَ وَذُرِّيَّتَهَا مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. And she says, oh Allah, I seek your protection from shaitan the accursed. Yeah? She made this dua. Allah says, فَتَقَبَّلَهَا رَبُّهَا بِقَبُولٍ حَسَنٍ. Allah accepted her prayer with the best form, subhanallah. فَتَقَبَّلَهَا رَبُّهَا, her Lord accepted her prayer in the best way. وَأَنْبَتَهَا نَبَاتًا حَسَنًا. And she was raised in the best of ways. She, after she's given birth, Hazrat Hannah given birth to Maryam, she wants to give this child to the masjid now. The child is bought. Who is going to take care of her? At the end of the day, somebody has to take care of this child. Who's going to be the guardian? Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salam comes forward. What does he say? He says, I am the God, I will be the guardian of this child. Says, what gives you the right? Says, my wife is the khala, is the aunt of the mother of this child. Hazrat Hannah's sister. Hazrat Hannah's sister was married to Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salam. So she say, he says that this mother, this child's mother is the sister of my wife. And it is an Arabic proverb and an Arabic usul, al-khalatu bimanzilatil That khala, what we call masi in Gujarati, what we call khala in Urdu, what we call a maternal auntie. The maternal from the mother's side, auntie, mother's sister. Yeah, she is like the mother. Her status is like the mother. So she says, this, she is my wife, so I have the right, I am the rightful one to take care of it. Go, who think you are? No. We're not going to believe you. She says, okay, what do we do now? She says, okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent wahi to Zakariya alayhi salam. He was a prophet at the end of the day. Sent Zakariya alayhi salam wahi, and he showed him the solution to this problem. Everybody wanted to take care of this child. She says, okay, what you have to do now? You have to take your pens out. The very pen that you write the scriptures with. It became a holy pen. The pens were holy. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired him. Yeah, and he says that we all take our pens out and we throw the pen into the river. And once we throw the pens into the river, with the flow of the water, the pens will flow. But whose pen will go the opposite way? This will be the person who will be rightful owner to take care of this child, subhanAllah. Now they couldn't argue, because they knew this was wahi from Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. They all agreed, okay, let's go. So they all went, and they all took their pens out. Hazrat Zakariya had yaqeen, Allah is going to accept my prayer, inshallah. I am the rightful one. I am the khalu. I am the khalu of this child. So I have the right of taking care. I have the right of God being the guardian of this child. Ya yaqeen Allah, please accept my prayer. And please make me have guardianship of this child. He made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they went into the river, they all threw their pens into the river. The river started flowing. And all the pens started to flow with the water. But Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salam's pen started to flow the opposite way. Say subhanallah. This was the power and the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mu'jiza of Zakariya alayhi salam was witnessed by these people. They couldn't argue anymore, because this was a miracle from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They accepted the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now they gave, they said, okay, Zakariya, you are the rightful owner. You can take care of this child. Zakariya alayhi salam started taking care of Maryam alayhi salam. He's putting her into this room. And Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salam is now coming and taking care of this child. He made the room, the closet, which he used to keep Maryam. He made it to make sure she's in all comfort, to the best of his ability. They never had sophisticated rooms like we have today, subhanAllah. No air conditioner like we have today. Yeah? So mashaAllah, Allah has given us all blessings. Say alhamdulillah, yeah? It's the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salam put Maryam into that room. He was taking care of her. He used to bring her food. Yeah? But something strange he used to see whenever he came. Kullama dakhala alayha Zakariya al-mihrab wajada indaha rizqa qala ya Maryamu anna laki hadha qalat huwa min indillah. Subhanallah. Zakariya alayhi salam, he used to come to give food and visit Hazrat Maryam. But when he would come, he would see something strange. He would see that there would be fruits there out of season, subhanAllah. La ilaha illallah. Today we're so fortunate. We're living in the West. We are fortunate. We have fruits from all over the world, subhanAllah. Eh? At that time, they never had this kind of arrangements. Whatever they had was what was within their locality. But Hazrat Zakaria, when he would come and he would see that Maryam alayhi salam has got fruits out of season, subhanAllah. Summer fruits in winter, winter fruits in summer, subhanAllah. He would be amazed. He said, Anna laki hada, oh Maryam, I locked the door when I go. And you left inside alone. When I come back, the lock is on the door. I open the door myself. How come I am seeing that there is food in front of you? Where do you get this risk from? SubhanAllah. Mufassirin have said that she says that when he asked this question, Anna laki hada, and she says, Qalat huwa min indillah, that, oh Zakaria, this has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah. This has come from Allah. And risk, this risk, when he would be there, this child, innocent child, Mufassirin say, what was realistically that the food would be there. And the other interpretation they give, and they say that Hazrat Zakaria would get knowledge from Maryam alayhi salam, subhanAllah. He would get ilm from Hazrat Maryam, and this would be a risk for him, subhanAllah. This would be spiritual risk, subhanAllah. Ruhani ghiza, subhanAllah. قالت هو من عند الله إن الله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give to whomsoever Allah wishes without any limits, without any hisab. At that time, Zakaria had reached old age. He was very old. His wife had reached old age. She became barren. But at that time, when Zakaria alayhi salam saw that Allah has given Maryam fruits out of season, immediately he turns to Allah and he makes dua. Hunalika da'a Zakaria Rabbah. Hunalika da'a Zakaria Rabbah. Qala Rabbi Habli min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyibah. Qala rabbi habli min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyibah. Innaka sami'u dua. Subhanallah. Waha Zakariya alayhi salam ko yaqeen ho gaya ke jab Allah Maryam ko be mausam phal de sakta hai to Allah mujhe se budde ko bhi aulaad de sakta hai. Subhanallah. Yes. هُنَالِكَ دَعَى زَكَرِيَا رَبَّهُ. Then as a Zakaria, with conviction, with yaqeen, that his love and his Lord is going to accept his prayer, he raises his hands and he makes dua. رَبِّ حَبْلِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبَةً. Oh my Lord, grant me from yourselves a pious child, subhanAllah. ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبَةً. إِنَّكَ سَمِيعُ الدُّعَى. You are the one which will listen to my call very closely, subhanAllah. Yes. إِنَّكَ لَسَمِيعُ الدُّعَى. Tu to meri dua ko khub sunne wala hai. هُنَالِكَ دَعَى زَكَرِيَا رَبَّ قَالَ رَبِّ حَبْلِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبَةً. إِنَّكَ سَمِيعُ الدُّعَى. Zakaria alayhi salam had yaqeen from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah will accept his prayer. He turned to Allah with full concentration, with full devotion, and he asked from Allah, from his treasures. He knew that Allah can make the impossible possible. Allah made fruits come out of season. Allah can make my dua accepted as well, inshallah. Yes. Hazrat Zakaria was praying namaz. فَنَادَتْهُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ. Angel comes from Allah. فَنَادَتْهُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَهُوَ قَائِمٌ يُصَلِّي فِي الْمِحْرَابِ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُبَشِّرُكَ بِيَحْيَى مُصَدِّقًا بِكَلِمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَسَيِّدًا وَحَصُورًا وَنَبِيًّا مِّنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Zakaria turns to Allah and is making dua with full conviction and full devotion, full concentration. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends an angel to Hazrat Zakaria. He he's praying namaz. Zakariya alayhi salam is in salah and an angel makes an announcement. He says, Allah is giving you glad tidings of Yahya. Subhanallah. Allah is already giving him glad tidings. Allah is going to give him a male child. Subhanallah. La ilaha illallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is already giving him glad tidings of a male child, subhanAllah. Giving glad tidings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving give a male child, and then Allah will increase your progeny, subhanAllah. La ilaha illallah. Allah ki qudrat dekho. Allah ne khushkhabri di, wo bhi Yahya, yani muzakkar. Allah ne pehle se keh diya, hum tumhe nar aulad denge, subhanAllah. La ilaha illallah. He's calling Allah. Allah accept his prayer. Allah said, we're gonna give you Yahya. Give you glad tidings of Yahya. He is gonna be the one. Musaddikam bi kalimatin min Allah. He is gonna be the one who is gonna testify to the Spirit of Allah. He's gonna come and give you glad tidings of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, of Ruhullah, Kalimatullah. He's gonna come and tell you about the coming of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, and he's gonna be Sayyid. He's gonna be the leader, wa hasula. He's gonna be the one who doesn't really associate himself with relationships. He's gonna keep himself away from relationships, wa hasuran, wa nabiyan. He's also gonna be a prophet, not only a prophet, min as-salihin. He's gonna be from the ulul Azam Prophet, subhanallah, la ilaha illallah. Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salam became so happy, subhanallah, Allah is going to give me a child. He says immediately, he saw Allah gave Maryam out of season. He never questioned, not for a second did he doubt the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not for a second did he doubt the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as expression, as something that he's not seen a sign yet, immediately he says, oh Allah, I am old. قَدْ بَلَغَنِيَ الْكِبَرِ وَمْرَأَتِي عَاقِرٍ. Oh Allah, I have reached old age and my wife is barren. I have become old age. I don't have the power now to try and create, to try and basically do what a young man can do and become a means of some children coming into existence. Oh Allah, I have reached old age and my wife is barren. She can't give birth to a child. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes an announcement through the angel. قَالَ كَذَٰلِكَ اللَّهُ يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاءَ. Oh Zakariya, Allah will do as he has said he will do. Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah. He says, oh Allah, then I want to thank you for this ni'mah. I want to thank you for this ni'mah. So what does he say? قَالَ رَبِّ جَعَلِّي آيَةً. Oh Allah, give me a sign. Subhanallah. مختصر وقت. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ne. Allah ta'ala ka tumhe nishani chahiye. You want a sign? Allah says, Hazrat Zakariya, I want a sign to know when my wife becomes pregnant. قَالَ رَبِّ جَعَلِّي آيَةً. قَالَ آيَتُكَ أَلَّا تُكَلِّمَ النَّاسَ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ إِلَّا رَمْزًا. Subhanallah. Hazrat Zakariya Sam is said that he is told by Allah, oh Zakariya, you want to have a sign? I will give you, because you asked that you want to thank me, I will give you a sign which is the a'la, which is the extreme level of thanking me, subhanAllah. And what will that be? The 3 days continuous when your tongue will not be able to utter a word except my name, subhanAllah, la ilaha illallah. You will not be able to say anything else. The only things that will come out from your tongue will be the praises of Allah and praises of myself. That will be the time which will be a sign that your wife has become pregnant now. Subhanallah. قَالَ رَبِّ جَعَلِّي آيَةً. قَالَ آيَتُكَ أَلَّا تُكَلِّمَ النَّاسِ. But obviously, those 3 days, he will have to spend his days in a normal way. They will be our daily chores. How will he address his daily chores? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when you want to speak to people, when you want to do something, do it with ishara, by hinting and making gestures. Illa ramza. You make gesture, get this, do that, but your tongue will not be able to say it, subhanallah. This was the qudrat, this was the ala daraja of tashakkur and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah grant him that child. If Zakariya alayhi salam, Allah made something that was impossible, possible. There was no signs for him. There was no way a man can comprehend of having a child at old age when he has lost all capability of getting a child. But Allah, within his power, within his qudrat, accepted his dua. In conclusion, my brothers and sisters, when Rasulullah ﷺ says, ask from Allah with the yaqeen that Allah is going to accept our prayer. And we have to make sure that when we ask with an attentive heart. We ask with full concentration and devotion, without a shadow of doubt. Allah Rabbul Kareem, Allah Rabbul Izzah, Allah Dhul Jalali wal Ikram will definitely accept our prayer with these few words. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our sitting today. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. May He make us ask from His treasures with our depths of our hearts. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. May He make us ask so that we change our lives for the better, inshallah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from His close servants, from ibadihi salihin, from His snake servants. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our fasting, accept our tilawah, accept our daily ibadat, inshallah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us muttaqeen, for that is what is required for these fastings. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Wa ma alayna illa al-balag. Wa sallallahu ala al-Nabiyy al-Kareem. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك وصلى الله على النبي الكريم فجزاكم الله خيرا أحسن الجزاء في الدارين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته